KitchenAid sales event. Yes, there are even KitchenAid side-by-side refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, and compactors. Now is the time to act. Lemke has everything you need for your custom KitchenAid kitchen now during this sales extravaganza. Plus, additional rebates available up to $1,600. But you must act now at your locally owned and operated Lemke Appliance Center, 200 West Lockwood, in the heart of Webster Groves.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
How much longer till 6?
Just
about 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
We can hope Larry's ready.
One of those days. One of those days. Larry, be ready to come in 2.5 hours early.
We're going to have a great show.
Maybe shot by 3:30.
Did you say I come in here in a bad mood?
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood at all. I just said it's been one of those days. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just tired.
You just have gas.
No, I don't have gas. It's one of those days when you just, when you think, okay, I got that taken care of. No, it's not taken care of. You got to leave and come back, leave and come back.
What do you call a camel in a drought?
A dry humper.
I want it to be known I'm the one that didn't laugh at that. My standards for comedy are higher. Go much higher, rest at my feet, as you'll see in the playhouse. On the sunny side of the street. You want to just start with a quick bonus joke?
Yeah, sure. Love one.
He's it's a school that happens to have a campus radio station, and a couple of like teenage FM DJs are trying to. They're on the football team, and the coach gets them in the locker room. Just the two of them. He goes, you know, you two you're barely hanging on to being on the team because your grades are so bad. You know, you can't just fail everything and stay on the team. And I know you like working as FM DJs part time, but, he says, especially you, Isaiah, he says, you know, your math teacher told me you're about to flunk math. And she kind of left it up to me as to whether you could play in the big game this weekend, you know. This is put us in the state championships. We could win. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you a math question. And if you get it, you'll get to play this weekend. Now, his buddy is sitting there right with him, Isaiah's brother. They're both, you know, part-time FM DJs and on the school team. And he says, so here's the coach said, here's the math question. What is 2 plus 2? Isaiah, man, he's got his fingers going. He said, would you repeat it? He said, 2 plus 2, Isaiah. Come on. Isaiah says, 4? And Isaiah's friend says, come on, coach. Give him another chance. So, you say, why would you do a bonus joke at the beginning of the show?
Why would you do a bonus joke?
No, I don't. When you say, that's an expression. Like, so you say, it doesn't mean say it.
Like everyone out there would be thinking.
Yes. Because I don't have anything else to do. Because I've spent my entire morning from like 7:30 when I got up, which for me is a little early, until just barely making it in here because of Dan called me and goes, where are you? You know what's going on Lindbergh? And I said, oh man, if he had called me 30 seconds earlier, he'd have caught me before I made the mistake of going just too far to get off at an exit. It's too late. I'm in it now. And then he tells me before we go on there, it was Mike Pence. Mike Pence is the vice president. Pence is in town.
Yeah.
So that's what the traffic backup was. It was unbelievable. And you can't do any. I mean, you're just stuck.
Oh, no.
I thought about getting out of the car and then walking, just walking past all the cars, get up to the police and go, excuse me, but I'm on a radio show. Could you do something to let me through here? Because, you know, we have to be on the air. Thank you. And like they would wave me on through because of that.
You know, I did that one time, something similar to that. There was a police funeral going down the road, and I had to be on the air at a station I used to work at in like 4 minutes. Yeah. And it was on a Saturday, and there was a police funeral going down the street, and he would not let me cross the street. And even though the cars were going fine, he would not let me cross the street. And I actually said that. I said, I got a radio show.
I'm on the air.
And he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot. Yeah. Like he could care less. I didn't know who the funeral was for. I thought maybe just it was a private family hired some police. Ooh. It was a funeral for a cop.
Oh man.
Yeah. Big smoothie strikes again.
You know what? If you get in radio, though, there's a point early in your little radio career where you kind of think you're a big deal. I mean, because you're on the radio, especially years ago when, you know, everybody listened to the radio, and maybe you were on one of the stations they listened to. So you actually kind of thought that show must go on thing. Well, that applied to you. Well, I'm sorry, officer, but the show must go on. I'm on the air, and I have to be. No, it's the whole scheme of things. It doesn't matter to anybody, and it's kind of irrelevant. Now, when you said you actually did that, I thought you were going to say they let you through. Of course, they didn't. They gave you a dirty look and told you to, you know, might go back and wait with everybody else. But for a short time, it was about 2 or 3 months. It's been a long time since I told the story. I had possession of one of the California Highway Patrol motorcycles used in the reunion movie for Chips. It was a made-for-movie TV with the original Eric Estrada and the Chips guys. So what happened was when they shot that, they used 4 BMW black and white motorcycles that they completely decked out for the California Highway Patrol. Sirens, lights, and the whole thing. One of them they wrecked during the shooting. One of them they gave to the producers, gave to the California Highway Patrol as a thank you for, you know, helping That's us cool. with the technical advising stuff. And at the time, there was a guy in town who was a dealer, a BMW dealer, and he called me because he knew I had a bunch of motorcycles, and he said, hey, I got something down here. He said, I know you like lights and you like motorcycles. I got the best of both worlds. He said, I have the two motorcycles from the Chips shooting of the reunion made for TV. I said, get out of here. I said, how did you get them? He said, well, I got a buddy with BMW, and he told me, and so I got them. They're here. I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, I'll sell them. But you can own a motorcycle, a police motorcycle, with lights, siren. You just better not turn them on. Right. I mean, you ride down the street, and people can see, oh, that's a police bike, black, white, red lights, blue lights. You just better not, you know.
Actually use
act
them.
Like it. Yeah.
Right.
So I go down there, and I got, first of all, if you don't know anything about me, I am, for whatever reason, and I don't know that I know what it is. I think it's
impulsive?
No, I have a thing for lights.
Light.
I
fanatic.
Have this unbelievable thing for lights, strobe lights.
A light fetish.
Lights. I do.
Yeah.
I do. If you want to sell me anything, just put some LED lights on it and make it sparkle or strobe, and I'll say, well, I'll take that. So when I went down, I said, fire those lights up. Well, he did, and then whoop, the siren, and I thought, oh, my, this is unbelievable. So he said, you want to ride it? And I said, sure. So I rode it around in the parking lot, and I whoop, whoop, light siren. That was the parking lot. And he said, you want to buy one of them? And I said, well, no. I said, I'm not, that's not my kind of bike. I'm more of like just the Harley kind of cool Marlon Brando looking bike. He said, why don't you take it? And right, he said, now don't, and I said, I know what you're going to say. Don't fire up the lights and siren. So am I missing something?
No, there's an intern trying to get into the building. And
oh, that's
signal
his
him
problem.
To...
We're doing a show. That's just his
right.
problem. Let him go.
Okay.
So I took it home, and I had it for like 2 months. He said, just keep it as long as you want, because he was hoping I'd buy it. And he said, just play with it, and so I did. Here's the problem. You cannot own or have in your possession something like that if you're me and not turn on the lights and siren. So I was coming down it was 70 into St. Louis from like Wentzville, and there was a massive, I mean, a big traffic tie-up. And I'm inching closer and closer. It's obviously a police bike, and I have to have a white helmet with a visor, and I just look like a cop in plain clothes.
No.
No, it's not what you think. I didn't turn the lights on. There was a cop.
Oh.
As soon as he could see me way back in traffic, he motioned me through as a courtesy, as a police courtesy.
Oh, no.
And I just blew by every car, and I thought, this is the greatest. And I just kind of waved at him. I went by like, thank you, brother officer. And then I got on into town. Now, what I did do was my son, I knew that my son at a particular time of day would be coming from work to home, and I knew exactly. So I kind of pulled off to the side and backed in. You know how they catch you by backing
yep.
in?
Uh-huh.
And so I backed that bike in, and I sat there and waited. Sure enough, here comes his car. And I pulled out. Now, my head did like a 360. I'm making sure. I hope there's not a cop. I'm looking left, right, ahead, behind me. I pulled out behind him. Whoop, woo, white siren. He pulls over. I get off, and I walked up to the driver's window, and I said, you need to slow it down. He went, Dad? He said, where did you get? I said, I'll tell you when I get home. We'll get home. So I go home and tell him the story about the bike. I must have used that bike to scare at least a dozen people that I knew. Now, we work at Westport, and I took it to work one day. And when I left Westport, I jump on 270, and I have, again, this police motorcycle. Here's the thing, folks. Harley makes a bike called the Police Special. It says police on the tank. That in itself is not against the law. You can have sheriff, police, security. You just cannot have an actual department. You can't have California Highway Patrol, Wildwood Police, Fairview Heights, Richmond Heights. You just have police. So this bike, the California Highway Patrol had just been replaced with like a star on the tank. So it really did look like a cop bike. So I'm going down 270, and I'm going down 270 south. And this woman blew by me, 90 maybe, just. And as soon as she passed me, she glanced over and she saw that it was a cop bike. So up ahead of me, I see her brake lights, and she just pulls over to the shoulder. She just knows she's busted. So I pull over behind her, and I got off the bike. Now we're on the shoulder of 70, and I walked up to her driver's window, and I said, ma'am, you need to slow down. She said, officer, I know. I am so sorry. Please. I said, I'm not going to give you a ticket.
And then you said, show me your boobs.
Yeah, you show me those boobs and you won't get a ticket. No, I didn't. I just said, slow down, and I got on the bike. And that's the day I knew I have to give this back because I'm going to end up in jail. So I called him and I said, I'm bringing it in, and thank you. It was fun. I said, but I'm not going to get by with much more of this. I'm going to get caught, and I'm going to think there's no cop around when there is. And folks, it's not a good idea. It's stupid. Don't ever do that. But boy, was that thing fun to play with. And I have a thing now where I own a set of police dash lights, the red, blue, strobing dash, actual dash. And every once in a while, I'll go sit at the end of my driveway. And when I hear, and it's usually a young, like, teenager with a souped-up car, when I hear them coming mm-hmm. and know they're getting close to my house, I plug it into one of those jumpers, those battery jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a 12-volt thing in them. And then as soon as I know he's getting close to the house, I hit those lights. And, man, you should see them slow down. It's hilarious. And again, that's my own driveway, so I can do
You're
that. And
do
I'm
it.
Saving lives. I'm saving lives by slowing people down.
Well, I just watched the video of a woman in England who stands outside of a house with a hairdryer. And actually points.
Looks like a radar
it.
Gun.
Yeah, it looks like a radar gun. And people actually slow down and stop. And she just stands there, just pointing this hairdryer at her.
And you know what? That's not against the law.
It's not against the law.
If you want to have, you know, these knuckleheads that buy these used police cars and they drive. There's one out by me. I see the guy almost every day. It's a black and white car.
Oh, yeah.
He's still got the whip antenna and the spotlight on the side. And from a distance, it looks like a cop car. Now, I've got a light problem. But I think a guy that drives around in a car with plain hubcaps, you know the look, uh-huh. It's a cop car. That's a different kind of sick, because he really is sort of trying to look like a cop. But those guys always interest me because they know that from a distance you'll slow down. The thing you're talking about with a hairdryer, though, mm-hmm. there's not a thing in the world illegal. If you had one of those cars and mm-hmm. you want to be off the side of the road with a hairdryer, you're just a loser. It's yeah. not illegal. You're just a loser, and you'll slow people down.
It's like when I was 9 years old, I used to wait for the school bus to take me to elementary school on Telegraph Road, and I'd get done eating a sucker, and it had those white long things.
Oh.
I'd be out there. I'm 9 years old, and cigarette. It's 20 degrees outside. I'm sitting out there acting like I'm smoking, yeah. and cars are rubbernecking. Is that kid smoking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love that.
Yeah. I think every boy, I don't know about girls, but all boys pretend they're smoking.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was growing up, we had the two kinds of fake cigarettes. You had the chocolate ones wrapped in sugar paper, and then just the hard white candies
with a pink end on it to yes. look like it was lit.
Yeah. I love those things.
And they were just all sugar.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was.
Just pure sugar.
And then they had the bubblegum ones, too.
Some point. Did you ever have the fake cigarettes? It was like a straw, like a paper tube, and on the end was red foil.
Yeah.
And it had powder in it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It had talcum powder.
Yes. And you blow on it, and it looked like smoke.
I took one to school, and I used it in class once, and it was in my religious studies class. And I just leaned back on my chair and let out a cloud of this dust and smoke.
Powder.
And the teacher did this double take, came over, started shouting, and me and my friends started laughing. I gave it to him. He loved it so much, he took it for the rest of the class and was just walking up and down the corridor in school just outside the other teacher's class.
The teacher was?
Yeah, the teacher was.
But isn't that weird that you
Mr.
think
Richardson.
That makes you cool when you're a boy?
Wow.
Like 9 or...
Makes you feel like an adult, doesn't it?
Oh, we used to look at ourselves smoking in the mirror.
Yes.
When we started smoking.
I had a kid. You know what? It's good that we're talking about smoking, because I have a message for anybody who might be listening who's young, and not very many people, but you're a loser if you're smoking and you're, 14 or 17 even or 18.
Losers?
Yeah, you are. And you think that it makes you look like an adult. You know what it makes you look like? It makes you look like somebody who, unlike when we were kids, we didn't have all the knowledge about lung cancer and stuff. We didn't. And we were subjected to advertising on TV,
the
magazines.
Marlboro Man.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were told how cool cigarettes and Virginia Slim. So we sort of had an excuse, even though I never smoked cigarettes. You don't, you knucklehead losers, because you grew up knowing it's not good for you. It's not cool. And you're a loser. You think you're cool, but you're not. I had a kid who went to grade school with me, and we were in the sixth grade together. So how old would you be? 12. Like 12.
In sixth grade?
Yeah, sixth grade, sure.
Yeah,
11 or 12. Yeah, sure.
His name was Larry Hunt. Don't do his brother Mike. Dan, I know what you're going to do, Dan. Was his brother's name Mike? So don't do it. I already thought of it. So... are we watching the golf thing, or what are we doing here?
Well, I'm waiting for you to get to the Burke segment, because I've got something that I know it's going to kind of shock
he's
you.
He's rambling,
real quick.
Limey. He's going He's going right to six.
I know, I'm leaving.
Everybody's watching the golf thing. Unplug that thing if everybody's going to watch that. Larry came over to my house, and there were sixth graders. And I had a swing set. Every kid had a swing set back then. A metal swing set. With the ends in the shape of an A, you know what I'm talking about? And if you would swing big enough, the legs would come out of the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And you would see how far you could swing before that thing would completely flip over. So I'm sitting in the swing, and Larry's next to me, and he reaches his shirt pocket. Now, this is the sticks of Tennessee. He reaches his shirt pocket, pulls out a pack of Pall Malls or something. No, we're in the sixth grade. And he says, "Smoke?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." I wanted to be cool. So he hands me a cigarette, and I'm sitting on a swing, like a kid's swing. And I'm smoking like I know what I'm doing. And I look up, and my brother, all I can see is his eyes peering between the blinds. he sees me, and I knew right then, as fast as he can, he's going to go tell my mother. And that's exactly what he did. I could hear him from outside. Mother, and he's telling her, "I'm smoking a cigarette," and so she runs outside and in front of Larry Hunt, like the toughest, coolest guy in school who smoked, mm-hmm. in front of him, humiliated me.
Did she smack you?
No, she jerked me out of that swing set, said, you put that cigarette out right now. I stomped it out. She looked at Larry. She said, and you, young man, don't you ever come in our yard again. You are not welcome in our yard. We don't smoke when we're children in this house. Of course, my dad smoked. Boy, she took me inside. And I remember my brother, I looked at him like, I'm going to kill. And he had the most satisfied look on his face.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Little brothers in junk, when they can get you nailed on something, oh, man, they love it. They love that.
A 4 out of 5 doctors choose Pall Mall.
That was an ad. That was an ad.
Yeah.
And there was a kid named John Rossmeyer. John Rossmeyer was the oldest kid in the neighborhood, and he had regularly scheduled smoking meetings in the woods. And the cool kids
meetings.
The cool kids knew that Thursday night, 6:30, be in the woods. John Rossmeyer's got cigarettes, and so I went down one night. And they had a flashlight. This is just like some Stand By Me movie. I mean, it's a great thing about being a kid. And we're in the woods, deep in the woods, mosquitoes, lightning bugs. And he has a flashlight and a book of matches and a pack of cigarettes. And here are like 5 of us, numbskulls, standing around. Like we think we're men standing around at the Elks Lodge, having a chat and smoking. Yeah, and we're standing there smoking, just like, yeah, we're cool, we're big, we smoke. And the only other time I remember smoking was my dad smoked, and nobody was home. It was just me. I was 12 or whatever. And a lot of times, and I guess it's still true, if you don't have time to finish a cigarette, you'll just kind of put it out in an ashtray. But there's still like 3/4 of the cigarette. They didn't crush it to death. And I saw a decent portion of a cigarette there, and I found his lighter. And just like Dan said, this is the weirdest. I lit it. I went to the closet and I got his hat, and I put his hat on, and I stood in front of a mirror to see if I looked like a man, like an adult man. I was cool smoking the cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
But I never actually smoked cigarettes.
But you never inhaled, did you?
No.
No, we didn't inhale for a long time.
Nope.
I used to do the same thing with my dad's pipes and his dressing gown or his jacket or something.
Yeah, I don't know. That pipe thing, man. I had an uncle who smoked pipes and an uncle who smoked cigars. And I used to just think, I can't wait till I'm old enough to do all of that, smoke cigarettes. And then I ended up not smoking cigarettes. I went through a pipe phase. I think a lot of guys do, because you know someone or worked with someone who does, and it smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, man, I want to do that because it smells good. What you don't know is, if you're going to smoke a pipe, you better be ready to carry around with you the tobacco pouch, the tapper, the scraper, there's pipe cleaners that you run to get that yellow brown gunk out of the stem. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to carry a tool kit with you. And then after all that, if you don't puff it every so many seconds, the thing goes out on
it. It does.
So now you got to tap it, scrape it, relight it. Yeah, it's a pain. But boy, do they smell good. I don't think I've ever smelled a pipe that didn't smell good.
No, pipe tobacco smells gorgeous.
I mean, think about it. You ever see a guy smoke a pipe? You go, put that thing out. That stinks.
Right?
No, it smells great.
They mix it with vanilla, cherry, all kinds of great stuff.
The big ones, when I tried the pipe, because Bruce, if you're listening, Bruce Benjamin, and you may be listening, I know you're still around here, was our art director, and he smoked a pipe all day at work when he was working. That's right, kids. Everybody used to smoke at work. I didn't, but Bruce did, and it smelled so good. I said, Bruce, where can I get a pipe? He told me where to go. John Dingler Tobacconist in St. Charles, old St. Charles. And I went in there. He said, they'll make you up your custom blend. Well, if you've never smoked a pipe, you don't have a custom blend. You don't know what you want. But I will tell you that I remember cherry and vanilla, and there was one other scent. And he would mix those together, but didn't have to, because any one of them by itself. And by the way, off the rack tobacco, like Captain Black, I think was one, smelled fantastic. It was great, but that didn't last very long because they burn. They burn a hole through your tongue. It's a pretty hot smoke. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do, but before we do, John on the phone has something for Trevor.
Oh,
I believe.
Who's Trevor? You mean Limey?
Limey, yeah, Limey.
We don't call him that.
That's kind of good.
Yeah.
It's too respectful. Let's talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Fine, Frank, first of all, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. So what do you have for limestone?
I've got a little bit of home fire here, okay?
All right.
I'd like to put on Mary from Brighton, England.
Mary from Brighton, England.
Now, do you know where Brighton is? Because you were from Birmingham.
I know Hello? Where Brighton is, yeah.
Oh, listen, there's Mary. Say hi
Hello?
To Mary.
Hello, Mary from
hi.
Brighton. I'm Trevor from Birmingham, I guess.
You're from Birmingham?
Yeah, Birmingham, West Midlands.
You don't sound like you're from Birmingham.
No, I've been here for quite a while. And I lived in a little town called Leamington Spa in Warwickshire. For the
Let
first
me stop
time.
Right yeah. now. You know how many people right now just tuned in and go, yeah. the funniest thing happened. My radio, I started getting BBC. I thought I had 590, and I'm getting the British Broadcasting Company. Go ahead. Okay. Chat with Mary a little bit.
So what brings you to St. Louis?
I'm doing a little bit of a voluntary internship over here, so... yeah, but my friend likes your show, so he said it'd be good if you went on.
What?
Well, thank your friend very much.
What is
hey,
she
hey, her Mary. Friend, I well, think hold, she said something about get
her,
on.
Her friend listens to our show and likes it.
Probably because of you.
Well, you know, obviously. And she said that Mary should come on, or he said that Mary should come on. And now here's Mary.
Why does right I was going to ask Mary why did you say Trevor doesn't sound like he's from Birmingham?
Because Birmingham has a distinct accent, I guess.
It has a very, very distinct accent. Well, he was it's only there. Like mine.
Mary, he was only there 10 years.
19.
He
right?
No, he's in Birmingham 10.
Oh, yeah. 10.
And
oh,
I was 10 years. In Great Britain.
I was
for
in
19.
Birmingham oh. for 10, and I was in 10 in Leamington Spa. And some friends would say I have a slight Birmingham accent, but I don't.
Could you do a full-on Birmingham accent for me?
I cannot do you a full Birmingham accent. If I did a full Birmingham accent, nobody would be able to understand me.
Hey, how old are you, Mary?
I'm 20.
Well, cancel our trip to Europe. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't need to go now. I feel like I'm sitting in a pub somewhere. So, Mary, how long are you going to be here?
I'm here for like a month, and then traveling to Chicago and Toronto.
And then, who are you working for? You're interning, is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm doing this thing for Amicus Charity, where they help death penalty cases.
Death penalty cases.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds fun.
Now,
yeah.
that's something that's very, very British, is when she starts a sentence, she goes, That's like a keyword that rolls, something
M?
That helps you roll into
the like in
sentence.
Canadian when they say A?
Kind of. Yeah. It's like us, well, sorry. Yeah, well, no, I can say this. It's like us over here saying,
Mary, have you been here before? Is this your first trip here?
I've only been to...
Yeah, she's right. You did it. You did it. You've been here before?
I've only been to like New York and Boston, but not over to Missouri.
Okay.
Boston.
So,
Missouri's way better.
How long have you been here so far?
3 weeks, right. About 3 weeks.
What do you think? Be honest. What do you think?
It's great. I was here for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Which is great.
Well, it's kind of great all over the country, no matter where you are, because, you know, I mean, it is. It's a big deal everywhere. But what else is it you like, and what is it you think is weird here?
You guys say y'all a lot.
Y'all.
Oh, you need to go to Mississippi or Arkansas. You think we say it. Of the country, they don't say it that much.
Oh, okay.
You go south and everybody says it. Well, what else is odd to you? Except
And you guys you quite like the sauce. Is it ranch?
Ranch.
Oh, ranch?
We like the
ranch dressing.
We like the sauce.
Ranch dressing or something?
Yeah.
There is no ranch dressing in England.
Well, we don't all like it, but
it's pretty popular in the Midwest. Right.
Have you tried it, Mary?
It's delicious. I do like it.
Oh, okay.
Mary, have you had toasted ravioli yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have to have it. You have to have, whoever you're living with or whoever is showing you around, you tell them, before you leave here, because you're not going to get it in Chicago. When you go to Chicago, they don't know anything about it. Say, I want to try toasted ravioli. Do you know what regular ravioli is? I guess you do.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, this is toasted, and it's great. And
it's like deep fried.
Yes, it's a St. Louis thing, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
You have to try it.
You also need to try Hot Pockets while you're over here as well. They're the best thing in the world.
That's not a St. Louis thing.
No, that's an American thing.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
What are they?
It's kind of like a warm pastry.
I've never had one.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what else? Good, weird, what questions you have? We are, by the way, the people you need to come to ask, because we know everything. So what else would you like to know, or do you find odd here?
Odd.
Yeah, strange. Something you don't understand.
Most of the guys.
Do you have a boyfriend somewhere?
No, I don't.
Have you met a boy here that you fancied?
Yeah, that's the right word.
Not right at the moment, I guess.
Yeah?
No.
Well, it's nice. Aww. It's nice. Oh, I'm glad you found us. Have you heard the show at all much?
No, I haven't. I've heard my friend always have it on during work.
Well, John?
It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, well, let me say this to you. If you listen to an entire show two or three times, you will wonder what in the world you're listening to. It will not make any sense to you at all. You'll hear a guy say cheese. You'll hear a guy laughing. You'll hear that some woman's in heaven. And none of it will make any sense. That's right, Red Boy. But if you listen long enough, even though some of it doesn't make sense, it starts to get fun. And I think you'll like it. And it may cause you to want to move here permanently. And stay here like Limey did. Now, I want to ask you a couple questions. Is that Limey, is that offensive if people call someone from Great Britain Limey? Is that offensive?
Blimey?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You've never heard that?
No. Not Blimey, Limey.
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 Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Maybe. Wow, how about that? Now, the other thing we learned from Limey, that's what we call Trevor here, we call him Limey. The other thing we learned from him, and I never knew this, was I always thought, you know, they all said, you bloody this and bloody that. He said that in England, that's like the F word. Do you know what the F word?
Yeah, that's quite rude, I guess, yeah.
Quite rude.
Mary, did you ever see the movie Rudy?
No, I haven't.
You guys all seen the movie Rudy?
I've seen it, yeah. Notre Dame.
Rudy was a story about a young kid who went to play football at Notre Dame, and he was sweet on a girl named Mary. And he got drunk in the bar one night, and she's sitting at the other end of the bar. He said, Mary, how does your garden grow?
Oh, God.
And then he got kicked out of the bar.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
Mary, it's from Mary Quite Contrary.
I know. Garden with silver bells and cockles yells and pretty maids all in a row. Why is that? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just bringing it out there. Huh? You asked her questions. I asked her how her garden grew.
So, Mary, when you're in your homeland, you don't use the expression bloody. You don't say, well, that's bloody good, do you?
Sometimes, I guess. We might do.
It's bloody stupid. Something like
that. Well, is it ever used in anger? Like, when you're mad? Because the F word has lots of applications. I can't believe I hit my effing thumb. You know, like, or she's so effing beautiful. Is bloody like that? Is it used for, well, she's bloody beautiful.
I always used it for a lot of different things. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, this is bloody great.
Trevor has a pineapple plant in his apartment. Do you think that's sexy when a guy has a pineapple plant in his apartment?
A pineapple plant?
Yeah.
Wow. Hugely.
Yeah.
Hugely. Thank you, Mary.
Hugely sexy.
It's hugely. All us English girls aspire for.
Oh, God.
I like her.
See?
Even though she's lying.
I didn't know.
Thank you, Mary.
Now, Mary.
Lovely.
Mary, you need to get on our Facebook page. Are you living with people here, like as an exchange student? Are they relatives or friends, or who are you staying with?
No, I have I'm renting just an apartment for a month.
All right. Dan, if she goes to facebook.com/AM and the PM, can she still see a picture of Limey and his haircut?
My friend just got all of you up on your cover photo, I think.
Okay, but that's not the real...
Yeah, the cover photo
that's
is
not
atrocious.
The one.
Don't pay attention
you need to,
that.
To scroll through, and you need to find the picture of Limey's haircut, because I'd like to know if in the same way you think that he has a pineapple plant is sexy, if you think his haircut is attractive and appealing.
She's 20 years old. She probably will think it's attractive.
Yeah. She probably will.
Yeah.
My knees are weak.
Okay, you know what? I want her on the show. Yeah. You go back to England, Trev. I want her.
This is the point in the show when Trev gives out his email address.
All right.
Mary, I like you. You're funny. You're very funny.
Who has the haircut?
Limey, actually, from
Birmingham, England.
Not to blow your minds or anything, but...
He just took his cap off. He just shaved his head.
What?
The chinchilla's gone.
Yeah.
You did?
I don't have... You're familiar with the show Peaky Blinders, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. My hairstyle was like that, exactly, where they had it short, shaved on the sides and swept back. And now it's just all shaved off.
Is that why you moved back to America?
Now, Mary, if you're thinking at all about, to meet this bloke, let me just tell you, he has sexually transmitted diseases.
Whoa!
You need to know that.
Whoa!
Okay, I was kidding. I made that up. I was kidding. But Mary, what part of town are you? I don't need exactly where you are, but where is this apartment where you're staying? What part of town is it in? Do you know? What's the mailing address?
Sorry.
Like Chesterfield or...
Do you know the mailing address?
Baldwin or Fenton.
Like Ferguson.
The arch.
Near the arch? You're downtown.
Right. Oh, you're downtown.
Downtown. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you'd said Kirkwood, which is where we are, I would have invited you to come in. I would love to have you in. You sound fun to me and nice and interesting, and maybe we could learn some things from you, and you could learn from us. So if while you're in town you decide you want to do that, you let us know, and we'll make arrangements for you to provide your own transportation to get here.
Well, John could probably...
You could have some fried ravioli and...
No, it's toasted. We call it ravioli. You're actually right. It is fried, but we call it toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli.
And if you came here, you bet we would make sure we had that for you. Mary, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Thanks very much. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, she's flat. She's funny. She was drunk.
Quick-witted.
Yeah.
My niece.
And you went easy on her, because you can be a griller when it comes to asking some embarrassing questions. You went easy. Easy on that girl for the first go-round.
This was her first time.
Yeah,
right. She was 20.
She's visiting.
She was young.
Yeah. But she did seem very fun. She'd be a fun date, Limestone. See, if I were you right now, I'd be wondering, how do I get a hold of John so I can get a hold of her so we can go out and talk about England or something?
Playboy says you can date anybody half your age and then add three.
Really?
And you're how old? 20?
33.
So that'd be 16.
And she's 20, yeah.
So round it up to 17. That's 20.
Is he in there?
He's minimum wage. Yeah. He's in there.
Well, you think about it this way, too. If she's 20 and you're 32, when you're
33.
50, okay, 30. When you're 53, she'd be 40. No one cares.
Yeah.
The older you get, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
I'm glad Mary called. I have to do a little bit of business. You know what? Who's Dan? See who that is. And let's take Trevor.
You're just killing Trevor. He's just so itching to do a Burke segment, and you're just killing.
Oh,
No. The Burke segment was hair off. That's it. Like, it's already been done.
Oh.
Well, we have to take a picture. And we have to put this haircut on the Facebook.
Oh, leave the old one up.
Well, we do.
We do need to change our cover photo because we all look ugly in that. That's
we can't
fact.
Fix that. That's the way we look. That's
fact.
When you pull up the 590 The Fan.
Yeah.
Well, you pull up our Facebook.
Yeah, it's not good. Dan looks like he's getting goosed. I've seen it.
Yeah, that's stupid. It's a stupid
right.
But you got to remember, we did it when we first got here.
Oh, yeah. We could do a different picture.
We need to update it because... Well, actually, we still look just as bad as we did then, just a little 9 months older. That's all. Johnny Londoff himself in person asked me to take care of this business today. I just talked to him a little while ago because he is tied up and busy, and I said I'll be happy to do that. He is the son of John Londoff Sr. and the father of John Londoff III. It's, as Hank Williams Jr. would say, a family tradition. The name John Londoff, there are other Londoff boys in the family. Some will be in the business, some won't. That could change over the years, but I can pretty much guarantee you this. Whoever is in that place with the name Londoff will probably deal with customers the exact same way that Dad or Grandpa did, John Landolph Sr. He somehow found the way people wanted to be treated when they were shopping for cars. And once he discovered it, he never let it go. He never lost it, and he passed it down to his son, and now John to his son. Because the truth is, I see TV commercials like you do, and I hear radio commercials, and I hear them shouting this much per month, this much down, this much rebate, and I have no feel for what it would be like to go there and deal with those people, because all they're shouting is, biggest sale ever, come in now, save like never before, blah, blah, blah. The same stuff that they all say. To me, what's missing, and maybe it's missing because they can't say it because it wouldn't be true, is that we know how to treat people. We know how to treat people with respect. We know how not to insult you. We know how to do everything possible to get you financed because we know how badly you either want or need a new car. And if anybody could make it happen, we're going to make it happen. See, that's what's missing from the other people's commercials. But it's not missing at Landolph. And again, I guess the most effective thing I could say, because I know there are so many people out there who hate buying a car, is that to all of you, you couldn't possibly have ever shopped at Johnny Landolph or you wouldn't feel that way. So if you're in the market for a car, new truck, new SUV, and you would be willing to take a look at a Chevy, maybe you already know there's something Chevy has that you'd like. Well, you got other places you can buy them. We don't care about those places because you're AM and the PM, and Johnny Landolph Chevrolet has been AM and the PM and part of this show for 14 years. There's only one way to thank them for that, and that is give them a shot at your business. Would you do that? We'd appreciate it. Make sure they know you're AM and the PM. Johnny Landolph Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Landolph.com.
And it's time for a look at traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Delays eastbound 270 McDonald to New Florissant. Southbound 270 heavy from St. Charles Rock Road to Dorset. Again, 64 Doherty Ferry. Pockets eastbound 70 between Lindbergh and Goodfellow. Slow southbound 170 from Olive down 264. And volume westbound 64 at Kings Highway. Again at Lindbergh and one more time at Clarkson Olive. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rate, zero fees, plus students can earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
For same-day service on emergency, no air conditioning issues, call Design Air Heating and Cooling. They help me with my hot second floor. That's why Design Air is the official air conditioning provider of the morning after. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. Visit them online at designairservice.com.
We never actually started and finished the Burke segment. Anybody have anything to say? You were going to say you had a new haircut. We see.
Yeah, that's about it.
And the reason you said you thought I'd be more stunned, the haircut I'm looking at is more normal to me. You just shaved your head. You didn't actually shave it. You did the like 1/8 inch clipper setting, so you got a little bit of
pretty much shaved
fuzz there. Anybody else? Burke segment? Anybody?
Dan, did you have something?
I did, but do you have something?
Yeah. Well, I do, but you went first.
Why does Dan sound like he's
Oh, no, go ahead.
Why does he sound like he's in the tin can?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's something on his side.
Hold on. There we go.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, way to go. Did you have anything?
I do.
Tim Woodburn, everybody, private investigator and newsman. It's all yours.
I want you to guess what Thank you. Yeah. I want you to guess what my one-word response is when the following happened to me at a place that I was at today. Okay. It was a one-word response. I want you to guess what it is.
Brody!
It wasn't that. Real quick, I took my dogs to the groomers in Eureka for the first time about 7 years ago, and there's these two girls that live in a house, and they have a full-fledged kennel off to the side. And the one girl told me they live with their mother.
Right.
And I assume these girls were sisters. And I've been going there every year for the last 7 years to groom my two terrier dogs that I have. And the last time I was out there, they were doing an addition onto the house, and both these girls, by the way, wear makeup, long hair, good looking. I didn't know which one I liked better. They're both cute, right?
Right.
And so I go to the one girl, and I said, well, we're putting an addition onto your house, huh? She's like, yeah, you know, we've been living here a long time. You know, we're going to put a screen room here. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. I said, you know, that's really cool that that you two girls, and I've been going there for 7 years. I said, that's really cool that you two girls can, you know, grow up together and live as a family together and work together and still live together in the same home. That's awesome. She goes, what? I said, yeah, I said the other girl's name, you and Brooke. I said, you know, you girls grew up together as sisters, and you live with your mom, and you still live there, and you work next door, and you all still live together, and here you are. And she goes, oh, she goes, we're not sisters. We're
partners.
We're a couple. We're together.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, I want you to guess what my one-word response was when I was so embarrassed to think otherwise. My one-word response was, she says, oh, we're not sisters. We're a couple.
Ooh,
really?
Only one word?
Mm-hmm.
You went, really?
That wasn't it.
Well, they're attractive, so you might have said something like, damn.
Boob.
Meaning, nope. Too bad. I don't get a chance.
Crap.
Nope. One-word response to finding out two attractive girls are lesbians and partners.
When I thought they were sisters.
One word. I don't think I could do it in one word. I don't know.
My one-word response was, after about a three-second embarrassed pause with my jaw open, I just go, nice.
Nice.
Well, you know what? Nice. That works.
What else can you say?
That works.
Nice.
Because anything else might not have might have offended them. What do you say when you find out?
Nice.
You know that. What do you say? Two attractive women. You didn't know, and then they say we are lovers, partners. Mm-hmm. Now what? What do you? Oh, good for you. I'm, you know, everything. Anything you say sounds stupid. I think nice works.
I thought you were going to guess I said sorry.
No, I think nice was a good choice. We're working our way quickly toward 4 o'clock. Scott Sherman is already in the room. He's ready. He is ready to help you. I'm going to give you the numbers quickly so you can cheat and call in early before the news and then hang on, and right after the news, your name will go on the screen. For Scott Sherman to help you with your legal questions, 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 282-8255. 855-282-8255. Window World has been part of this show for a long, long time. And they've been in lots of homes for a long, long time. About 50,000 Window World installations in the St. Louis area since they started only about 15 years ago. Folks, it's a window. And that's it. It's a window. And I almost said it's just a window, but it's not just a window. It's a window that somebody at some point found a way to manufacture at a very affordable price that has a greater life expectancy than lots of other windows that cost a whole lot more. You're not paying for cosmetics with Window World. You're paying for a good, solid, dependable window. They also have 18 months same as cash financing with approved credit. They will come to your home, give you an in-home estimate. They are terrific people. They use their own installers, and those are the people that will remove